I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live tonight from Toddcast PEX. It's our new studios. We're very proud to be here. And, of course, TalkStreamLive.com and Aftermath.fm broadcasting us tonight. Getting Ground Zero out to you. We have been we've been trying to experiment with what we have and work with what we have after we left our previous studios. Actually, we were told to leave, so trying to make do with what we have. But certainly, we're back and we're broadcasting, and that's a good thing. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. It's hard to actually put a number on all the tragedies and all the, you know, I was driving into the office today, and as I was driving in, every story I heard on the news had to do with COVID-19. Every story had to do with COVID. And it's like, it's almost as if, you know, the news guys come in every day and they try to say, well, what can we say about COVID that hasn't been said before? Almost to the point of saying your leftovers have COVID in them in the refrigerator. That's how bad it's getting. Today, we found that in the refrigerator, if you decide to go and have that piece of cake that's been sitting there, it may have COVID in it. Join us tonight at 11 for more. As many of us know, we are living in some very crazy, confusing times. And we are living in times of adversity. Adversity is just a fact of life. It happens all the time. But we know that the human experience, you know, there's a lot of setbacks and there are a lot of good things in the human experience. But mostly right now, we're dealing with adversity. And we're told we're all created equal and that we all have the same opportunities. But as we get older, we learn about, well, we learn about what is called the system, okay? The system that we you know, don't let the bastards grind you down. Don't let the system grind you down. The system, we realize that this unofficial creed or motto of the system is that we're all in this together. We all have the same opportunities. We all can succeed. The system is equal or fair or what, you know, and we realize, no, it's not. It's a myth. I mean, and the thing is that kind of myth is reserved for speakers that want to encourage you to do better. You know, you go in and you pay your money for the cassette, the self-help cassette that says, yes, everybody has the same opportunity. Yes, you can succeed. Yes, motivation, and it's just like, okay, you can't hear the motivational speakers anymore or anything motivational without being a little bit cynical. I mean, this whole idea that we're all in this together, we're all happy now, we're all fuzzy, clean, and warm with one another because of a new election and a new president and everything else. I mean, this works in a fair and balanced system. This type of attitude works in a fair and balanced system. But in practice, we don't have the possibilities to get to the goals we've set most of the time. I mean, we're now living in a world of restrictions, absurd hypocrisy. It all seems to be excused by what experts and know-it-alls call science. You know, when in doubt, either you say things like, well, you know who did that? Hitler did it. Or you say, I follow the science. It's either Hitler or science. You're a Nazi or you follow the science. I mean, America has no plan. I can tell you this right now. Even if you believe that Trump had a plan or if Biden has a plan or Kamala has a plan or however you want to see this, it's going to be hard to reverse this destructive tide we're in right now. I've determined that the new plan that's being accepted by everyone is neglect. And when someone decides to call it out, they become pariahs, outcasts, conspiracy theorists. If I say that the plan that they have in play is neglect, if I tell you they're going to neglect everybody that's been suffering, you'll say, you're crazy. You know, no, they have to have a heart. They have to have humanity. No, they don't. They don't. And they don't now, and they probably never will. And so, you know, there is no plan, really. All it is neglect and systemic unfairness. I mean, questions are not to be asked. I've noticed this. When you're dealing with the media, when you're dealing with social media, when you're dealing with other people, you are not to ask any questions about what is happening. If you're confused, too bad. Too bad, because it's clear for everybody else. But that's the thing. Questions are not to be asked, and revelations are not to be made. So when your life is predicated on raging against the machine and projecting that rage on various social media feeds, or even when it's seen in the media, no amount of facts or common sense will change anyone's mind about self-responsibility. No amount of discussion or argument that brings up, or at least, you know, puts us in these in a realm where we understand important issues, is going to make a difference unless we fight to be heard and find ways to check up on the fact checkers and expose the hypocrisy and their feigned transparency. The other day, I didn't mention this because we were still experimenting with the show. I found out, you know, when Facebook made its change, now I think the change is permanent. You can't go back to old Facebook. I noticed that Facebook had said, well, you can't advertise on your Facebook page. You can't promote your Facebook page because we have detected 4 occasions, Clyde, where you had pushed out something that we call misinformation, or you put out something that's out of context. And I went back and I looked at everything that they said that I did, but there was nothing that told me that what I did was I broke some rule. See, they're not telling you now. They're not telling you about the rules, or they don't make clear the rules. And so when you break a rule, they either can say, well, I wasn't very clear on this, or I was very clear on this, and you broke a rule, and you're not allowed to play in our little playground anymore. And see, and this is something, like I said, you shouldn't ask questions. You're afraid to ask questions, so you go around thinking that you're doing the right thing, when in reality, you're doing the wrong thing. And to them, they judge you. You know, they sit there in their little corners, and they judge you, or they gather together their own little, you know, what we call these white liberal intellectual, what I call them, intellectual supremacists. I hate to use that term, but my God, it's just exactly what they are. They're intellectual supremacists. They know more than you do, but they don't know more than you do. That's the whole thing that's ugly about this thing. They don't know more than you. They pretend like they know more than you. They act like they know more than you. And if you say, but you don't know more than me, they get all angry. They get aggravated. They get torn up. So, and what I get it from it is that the situation is this. They always say that history is written by the victors. We are living in the times of the new victors. And I know that people are still fighting for Trump, and I know that people are still, you know, but pretty soon, you know, it's just going to be evident that Trump is going to leave, and we're going to have the new president and the new vice president. Of course, you have to include her because we know that she's going to be the new president. And I can see that too. That's happening as well, where now there are specials going. It's, you know, there was something on CNN the other night talking about how vice presidents are just as important as presidents. I mean, back in the day, you know, what, Dan Quayle? You know, remember Dan Quayle? We used to think of Dan Quayle and say, well, obviously the vice president doesn't matter, but now vice president matters. And I remember we used to be afraid just a heartbeat away from the presidency when we thought of Dan Quayle. Remember that? Just a heartbeat away. Or Dick Cheney, vice president, having more power than the president. And all of these different things where the vice president becomes some controversial figure. But then now we have this new idea of this co-presidency that's happening now. It's no longer going to be the president. It's going to be a co-presidency. And I want to get into that later, maybe not tonight, but in a later show, because I'm seeing that happening too. But what this is it's part of what I can see is the liberal narrative, which has always been not a problem, but it's been always there. And we've had what we call fair and balanced news and other news. But no, now we have a liberal narrative. It's delivered vociferously with defiance and a forcefulness that brooks no dissent or even passivity. You are to accept it with no question. Shut up and get with the program. I mean, if you question, you are bullied. That's the bottom line. If you question, you are bullied. If you are confused and ask questions, you're being difficult. If you stand firmly on your convictions, you are a Nazi or some other slur that is accepted without even understanding how brutal Nazism was. Well, radical slurs are abhorrent. And that's the thing. Radical racial slurs are abhorrent in society. We don't use racial slurs on anybody. We're not supposed to. We're supposed to be kind to one another and not use racial slurs. But yet it's okay to use things like Nazi as a pejorative. It's a pejorative slur, and it's always used in a cavalier way against someone that doesn't agree with you. Nazi is the new N-word. Nazi is the new... It's also becoming alarming to me that even those who wish to be neutral or objective are now being labeled Nazis by the rabid left-wing extremists that don't bother to read books or check their history. Always remember that Nazi now is the new N-word. Fascist is the new F-word. We have F-words, we have N-words. Nazi and fascist are two F-words and N-words that are being used as pejoratives, which is demonstrating bigotry. It's white liberal bigotry. It's intellectual supremacy. And they're telling us that everything is supposed to be happy and wonderful and fuzzy and clean and good. And now that we got a new president, it's liberal or whatever he may be. I don't know, he's moderate. That we're all supposed to be happy and it's one big... No. Pay attention to what's happening here. It's nothing... It's nothing short of hypocrisy. It's nothing short of a lie. And people secretly are plotting. And I know this sounds paranoia. People are secretly plotting against you. A lot of people are. Keep that in mind. You're listening to Ground Zero. We'll be back with more. Don't go away. Keep it here.
I'm Clegg Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.